From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Rotary Club of Kingston delivers Sean's gift to pediatric cancer patients. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. September is observed as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. With this in mind, the Rotary Club of Kingston has selected child health and disease prevention as its main area of focus for the 2015-2016 major project. The initiative, dubbed Sean's Gift, was conceptualized under the direction of immediate past President Robert Kinloch in honor of his son who passed away 24 years ago. The team has built a state-of-the-art isolation room at the Pediatric Oncology Department at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, for children living with cancer.
This project comprises an antechamber, the first section, which is the section that you go in before entering into the isolation room. In other words, cleanse up, put on your gloves and your gown, and then you go into the isolation room.
The Rotary Club also outfitted the rooms to aid doctors in their work, from a sanitizer dispenser to a monitor.
It has its own bathroom. The isolation room has an ICU bed. It has a patient monitor along with a stand. It has a recliner chair for the parent who wants to stay in the room with his or her child. And of course, the bathroom. Everything inside there can be operated without actually touching the paper dispenser, the soap liquid dispenser, and all of that.
The room is also equipped with a specialized automated ICU door to minimize airborne intrusions. Mr. Kinloch says the tragedy which struck his family still affects them today. This made him confident that the club was doing the right thing by carrying out the initiative. He says he wants to give hope to other families who are currently in the position he faced some 24 years ago.
Because of my personal unfortunate experience that we had when we lost Sean, and we said, look, we looked at it when we were there, my wife and I. She was very instrumental. In fact, she came up with the name, Sean's Gift. We saw what was happening, and each time she goes there, she gets very emotional. We went up there the Thursday before for a site visit. And she was talking to her parents and some children, and then she got emotional again, just like my son. So, you know, we were convinced that if this is one area that I think we want to do something to help, just to give the children with cancer a better chance of survival.
Pediatric oncologist at the UHWI, Dr. Michelle Reese-Mills, explains the significance of the gift.
This is for children who are undergoing cancer chemotherapy, and once you expose a child to chemotherapy, you affect their immune system. You destroy a lot of the cells that help them to fight infection, and therefore they're very vulnerable to picking up things all around.
She says the department has been able to share some of the medical supplies donated with other units at the hospital.
The Rotary Club has certainly been very enthusiastic in terms of the procurement of, you know, anything that was asked for was certainly provided. And just the wider Rotary community has certainly provided a lot of the equipment, including the gowns, masks, gloves and stuff to actually stock the room.
And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton has welcomed the gift.
He allowed his experience to recognize that need, and when the opportunity presented itself, he committed with his family and with the Rotary Club. We need more of that. Sometimes we only recognize a need when we want it. In this case, this is well past when that need is required, but the memory was there and the commitment and the efforts continued.
According to the World Health Organization, on average, 150,000 to 200,000 children below the age of 12 die from cancer each year. Dr. Tufton says with access to quality healthcare, more than 80% of children living with cancer can survive and go on to live healthy lives. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for joining us. I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.